Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the case of the Arizona to Florida connection, that's a valuable prize.
It is. It
to,
is.
Mike, it's to the, come back in here.
It's the Sun Belt.
It's the. Thank you, Oscar. Thank
and
you.
I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, well, no, you, when you said it, you said that you should, she has nothing to do with the show, essentially. I wanted to say, yes, she does have something to do with the show.
One little thing. 3 hours.
That's a, hey, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
It was 10 okay. hours, and
I'm
thank
very,
you for
I'm
your
very,
support.
I'm very grateful.
She
I'm
did.
Grateful.
She did almost as All much right. time at the bakery as Oscar did.
That's that.
Oh. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So with my computer, I am now moving my my camera shot down into the lower part of
oh,
the
thank you.
Screen that I look at so I can get a better shot. First of
hey,
all,
Pound Bone, what are the right? last four digits of your phone number?
And what are the first three in the area code?
I really do need the last four.
3553.
Okay, thank you. Because okay. My phone is at home, so you'll have to text me through my computer if there's something up.
Ah, thank so understood. At the very last second before we signed on here today, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to have you along on a Thursday. I have to say that we completely blasted out of town without finishing some very significant business. That I was officially eliminated from about 4 weeks ago.
Not 4 weeks ago. Not 4 weeks ago. Like 3 weeks ago, I think, is about when you were
3 weeks ago
statistically
officially, but
eliminated.
But
yeah.
Statistically, but 4 weeks ago, essentially.
Okay, yeah, but that's the way as a family, we all bought in.
Right.
All right. For purposes, should we bring the commissioner in for this?
The commissioner needs to come
Absolutely.
In.
Come on
we
in,
We need an arbiter.
Commish.
We may have dilemmas here. I'm not sure what's going to go on.
Where is Michael Chiklis?
Right.
Commish.
And then I have my suggestion.
Wonder what that could be.
Yeah.
I think, so before we get into this.
Right.
We're talking about football, by the way, for people that want to. No, we're not. You know, we know you're waiting.
Mike.
So that's it.
Mike.
It's not self-important. That's it. We know you're waiting.
Or I did not bring this up at all during the program.
So when you were here and I was not here, it didn't come up in 2 days.
Not at all, because
there's a lot more weighing on us.
And well, there's also a three-man league. I couldn't bring it up without you here.
So let me, you know, I never asked yesterday. Did you guys do that thing where you record like 11 shows in one day? Did you do that?
Yeah, Oscar and I will be out till March 10th.
No, we didn't sack. No. We didn't sack anything.
Nothing was stacked.
All right. By the way, I won't say it like with a private call. Yeah. I will say it personally. I want that cleared with me before that's done.
All right.
But we've never done that.
Oh, yes, you have. When I've not been here, you've stacked shows.
We've told you, though.
After the fact?
No, we've told you
beforehand. We've always told you the plan.
Not always. There's no
Why
way I can
Why would we sneakily
this.
Do something that you're going to listen to later? That makes no sense.
It happened once or twice. I remember
in
2019.
Years, I'm so sorry.
No, in 2019.
No, we said, you said you want, I know what you're talking about. You said you wanted to come call in on like a Thursday. You said, no, we're going to, on a Friday, we're going to stack two shows. That's what happened.
I don't remember.
Okay.
So anyway, Maddie?
Yes.
How are you?
I am great. It's payday.
How was your holiday?
Oh, it was amazing. Thank you for asking.
That's great. And you know what? Can I just comment, since we're on the subject? Can you turn that off?
Yes. Stop Football. The music.
Jesus.
All right, maybe a low.
Wait, a low level low
of music?
Sound?
Oh, you want that'd be nice, something?
Quieter music?
Yeah.
All right. That would require him to like move volume.
Yeah, instead of just killing it.
So...
Great energy in the room today.
Well, we're kind of back to normal. Now,
yes,
you know?
Yes,
true. And you guys don't have to pour mic anymore.
And someone's pretending that he doesn't care about something.
No, I care.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you.
Changed,
you and I are
that's
the exact
what
same.
The mood.
I 100%
that's what
care,
the mood.
But I don't know, and I've got a bad feeling. because of the way I did.
I don't know. I don't think you'd have any desire to lie about that because I really believe
to prove
you
it,
wouldn't know.
I brought my money in to give him because I've got a really bad feeling about it.
Hold on to that. Hold on. Now I know he's
this
lying.
This is theater.
No.
This is theater.
We'll know in a minute.
Yes.
We'll know in a minute. You brought money in?
Cash money. Because the first four games that I checked on Sunday, because I only knew my picks. We submitted our picks secretly to Maddie.
Yes.
I don't know what you picked. Apparently you didn't pick at all. But
I didn't pick at all.
The first four games I checked,
yeah,
all losers.
Mm.
And that's not a good start.
Wow.
And we were neck and neck going into it.
Yes.
So if you had
not even a turkey neck.
If you had a turkey neck.
Okay. Put the bunny back in your wallet.
If you had a moderate to good week, you're going to have a really great day.
Have you ever had...
Can we just wait for a minute? This is our bet. Maddie, are you able to refresh the memories of our listeners about our season-long NFL wager?
So every week, everybody put in $50. And at the end, the person with the highest overall record wins the entire pool.
Mm-hmm.
High stakes, people.
Which is a total for the winner of... How much cash?
I think it's about $1,600 or $1,700.
Well, I mean, the total pool would be $850 times three, so $2,550.
So each of us,
yeah,
each of the losers will have to pay the winner $850.
Right.
Exactly. $850.
Well, let me just say, to the nuts and bolts, before we know the winner yet, I'm not necessarily prepared to do that right now. But just hold.
And why would you be?
That's not what we do. It's like you watch.
It's very sudden.
Like, it's like you haven't seen Rounders enough times.
Right.
I'm awaiting some major financial decisions.
I know I can. There's someone on the first floor here. That, hey, let's figure out how to get $850 out of this.
Build it into the purchase.
Maddie, before we get to the results of our pool, can I just say, is there a slight chance that your quarterback Josh Allen dropped acid during his playoff?
I don't
game?
Know. We started so well. That
fantastic.
Is the most heartbreaking part about it. I'm still upset.
Did you watch it with your fam?
I watched it with my friends at a Bill's bar in Buffalo. So I had all the energy.
So you had all the energy.
It was heartbreaking.
That's all I wanted to know, that you were in. Thank God you were in Buffalo. What in the name? There is, if you go back to USA Today, I think the article might be something along the lines of "Thank you, Josh Allen," which is, in my humble opinion, one of the single funniest sports reporter,
really,
sports written stories that you will ever read, where he thanks Josh Allen for his complete and total lack of any rhyme or reason for moves that he made. Laterals with a minute left in the game that could have resulted in a turn. It was stunning. Taking two sacks, resulting in a 4th and 27. I mean, literally panicking to the level of just not making any sense. A total and unequivocal meltdown. Now, will he recover and be the amazing talent that he was during the regular season? I certainly hope so.
Me too.
That playoff game, I have never seen a quarterback just lose it. Like, lose it on multiple levels. It was stunning.
I think
it really
the pros
was.
Call it the moment. Like, either you got it. Yes. Or you don't.
Yeah. Meanwhile, as you discuss it now, weeks later, Maddie has her hands on either side of her head.
I'm having terrible flashbacks.
She's like
right
this
now.
Right
I honestly,
now.
It's terrible.
It hurts.
The thing about the entire NFL is these guys that have longevity are ultimately conservative guys. You have to know when to throw the ball away.
Right.
You have to know when to take a sack. You have to
know
when
to hold them,
know
when to fold them.
That's right. Know when to walk away, know when to fall down.
I have to share a little bit of that because it just, Maddie, I'm sorry.
It's
I don't mean to do this.
I am so
into.
We were all rooting for Buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of Jimmy for three decades of friendship. And then you've got Maddie, who's made her way into our ranks for the past, 5 years. And this Buffalo thing, the idea that Mike would spend a full Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada, in a Buffalo bar
with
Jot Goose and Jimmy and Lorena Bobbitt's ex-husband.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yes. It just doesn't make sense. This
I
is a
got
different
so
universe.
Involved. I got so involved, and it would have been so much fun because I was pulling for Buffalo. I went to an Italian place down here where there were no Buffalo fans, and Carl and I sat at this bar. And we were so into it. But this guy,
he threw the ball sideways. He's a news of the yards.
To read USA Today, Nate Scott is the author of this. And this is seriously one. Let me just quote from his article. One criticism we read a lot about quarterbacks these days is that they are overly cautious. Checkdowns and quick outs may not be sexy, but they won't get you benched. And for lots of NFL quarterbacks, they're just trying to keep it simple. On Saturday afternoon, Josh Allen did not try to keep it simple. I'm not even sure Josh Allen was playing football at some points. Josh Allen was ripping double guitar solos with fireworks coming off the fretboard and a dang live tiger on the stage. In overtime, Josh Allen threw a 50-yard pass to his fullback in double coverage, and we all forgot about it like three plays later because he did something else nuts. Probably, I'm not sure, I blacked out at one point. He attempted laterals that made no sense. He had a chance to win the game in regulation, took a ridiculous sack, then got the nod to go for it on 4th and 27 and took another ridiculous sack. This wasn't like watching some doofus play Madden. This was like watching some drunk doofus play Madden, and it was exhilarating. I felt alive. That's a little clip from
Wow.
That was just fracturingly funny the way that went down. But, sorry, Bills, and now it's on to and the Patriots are out, too.
So yes, well, that's right? Good. That's a silver lining, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow we will have Nicky Diamond, who will pop in to give us his playoff previews, and there will be no wagering because we have had our wager, and now the moment I think a lot of people have been waiting for, probably mad at me for talking about Buffalo, because Maddie, we have to get the results between Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana of who came across as the big winner, the big money winner for NFL season number 6,800.
I'm going to go on record here and stick to my guns that Rob Spiewak knew that he won prior to when we start right now.
Absolutely
that
not.
$800
absolutely
is
not.
Simply, it
there will be
is,
one vindication. If theater. Rob wins, we will never know. If Rob loses, that will be total vindication.
It's theater.
Yeah.
There's we'll no way.
That's I had a rotten
that's
start.
That's
I had
the most amount of money you've ever had on your person.
You're about
Oscar,
right.
I have no reason to disbelieve you, but we have to get the results to
and
find
you brought
out
it up.
What's happening.
I want to know about it. We were going to have Nikki tomorrow. That was the main
I'm
thing.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
Maddie.
Me thinks maybe Oscar didn't have a good week either based on this.
Who knows? Well, I don't, that's interesting that Rob said that.
Well, everything's interesting at this point because the tensions are high.
Tensions are very, very high. And turn your NFL music down. Off.
Off.
Turn it off.
He wants it off now.
Because now, because I want my own timpani here. Because,
okay.
Please. Maddie Masiello, please give us the results of the final week of the season.
So at week 17, Rob and Oscar had all of the same picks except for two games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, no.
And those were the Raiders and the Broncos and the 49ers and the Seahawks, both of which Rob Spiewak won.
Yeah, what? Hey,
absolute
bag.
Lying,
what?
Lying through
no,
his teeth.
I had no idea.
Knew it.
No idea.
Knew it.
Had no
brought
idea.
The money in for show.
No idea.
Brought the money in for show.
No. But I brought
this
the money in so
down.
I could hand it over
let me
if
give
I lost.
You a little play
women, if
let
I
me
lost.
Give you a little playlet. Hey, Carrie, could you please loan me $800 in $100 bills? I promise you I will bring this back.
You know what's great about a play, Mike? What's great about a play?
I won $800 and Mike will eventually pay me.
No, no, no.
So this is actually
a play is theater, which means it's false, and that's what that is. Because you know what this money is? This is money that I scrimped and saved. I did pretty good in Vegas. I also made a little money when I did my high school reunion. I got this here, this there.
You've been hiding this from your family so you could pay a debt?
Carrie does not know about it.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't know about it. Mm-hmm.
I'm upset. The picks were
Oscar,
solid
please
picks.
Make arrangements for Rob to collect an extra $800 paycheck this week.
They were solid picks, but this is classic Spiewak.
In what way?
Because you knew. You've known
Maddie,
you've
what
known.
Do you think? Maddie, do you think he knew?
Rob definitely knew, because if you counted, you were 10-6. That's pretty good.
No, but no, but I had four losers and then another couple losers, and so if he,
I want a poll, I want an online poll,
please,
to whether Rob knew about it. Rob, it doesn't matter. Rob, it
no,
doesn't
you
matter.
Won you regardless.
I know I did, but the thing is coming in. Oscar,
unless of course we want to roll it over into next season.
Oh, ooh, damn!
No, thank you, Oscar. If Oscar had had a good to moderate week, he would have beat me because we were within one game of each other. And that's the thing. I had an okay week, but you know, he's had games.
You didn't have an okay week. You had another killer week.
No,
with
10
whoever,
and 6.
With
10
whoever.
And 6 is
10
not.
10 and 6?
No.
10 and 6
but
in
we've,
fix?
But we've had, we've had weeks where you've gone, we've each of us
yeah,
have gone almost
are,
perfect.
Rob, if you're betting in Las Vegas and you go 10 and 6,
pretty good.
You're making a ton of cash. You don't even know. If you don't even know, you, of course you
I'm
know.
Going, I'm going on the history of this.
I
want to
know who was assisting you. Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Who's,
nobody.
Who's your muse?
No, I went with my gut, and I went with mostly the Las Vegas spread. That's what I did.
Well, that's who's assisting you. What site?
Forbes.
Oh, that's right. Forbes. Forbes Sports, known for known
wow.
for great picks.
And you had a killer season too.
Hi, this guy.
I'm the only one that didn't care.
Mike, I'm surrounded by assholes. You don't care.
Well, you cared until you were statistically eliminated.
Pretend
no, I just
like,
did terribly. I did terribly. Pony,
I'm here.
Pony.
What does that mean? Of course you're here. That's what you asked.
Pony.
Yes.
Pony. Do you think he knew? Do you think he knew?
You know, he did. He did. That's the only way you would have that cash with
you would
him.
Never walk around with
that
money.
The because only way.
No, you get a money. Debit card every week with the amount of money you can spend.
No, I don't. You're making shit up.
Is it? Don't you? What? No, you've told us that on the air.
No.
Don't you get a monthly debit card?
I have a debit card, but I don't have any limit on it. I just know if I want things to be.
Sure.
Listen, I just know that if I want things to be happy at home, I don't use it that much.
Okay.
Every week, I saw that there was a $50 addition to an envelope in my desk, and I kept track of it to make sure that I would be covered at the end of the season when and if I lost. And that's why I have the money.
Okay. It's hard.
And also, how could I know I won if I didn't know his picks? I didn't know his picks.
Well, this is the thing. You and I have, at the end, since we were so close, logically, you would say he probably picked everything I picked for the most part because those were the dominant, I guess.
I'll do this. I knew he felt good about it. You felt good about
it. I knew I
week.
Had a chance. I knew, but that's
lie,
it.
The lie that you told is that you feel bad about it.
No.
He said he had a bad feeling.
You're lying when you say 10 and 6
when
is
you,
okay.
No, when you
it's
open,
not okay, it's good. It's very good.
If he picked
on
one
great
more,
week.
If he picked one more than me, we would have tied.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
Going two, through, and he would have won. Going, and that's but, and I missed the first four
but
games.
Going into this last, regular wild card regular season week, whatever it was over the and it was regular season.
It was the regular
season,
season
last week, 2 weeks ago. We weren't going to walk in picking dogs, underdogs. We weren't going to do that. So you know.
But that's the kind of thing that you were doing all season, and a lot of times it benefited you. That wasn't your style.
Because it was reckless.
Was it?
Well, yes.
The bottom line is how much, Maddie, how much will Rob Spiewak be winning this season? What is his total?
Let's see.
And how much are you owed?
She's
I am
owned
owed
5%.
5%. Oh.
So great. Between Mike and Oscar, you both owe him a total of $1,700.
Okay.
$850 each.
Okay. And then you're owed, and what
then,
does the
and
house
then
get?
Out of
it?
1 second. Got to do you. Quick math.
Well, that would be, 850 would be. 10%.
I don't want to hear from you 850 in your pocket
because I know you've got every possible figure written down and added to your bank account.
I am owed $85.
Oh, that's so
that,
sad.
That comes out of Rob's.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
But actually, it's 127 because
I just did there too. Yeah.
No, no, it's the full thing, so it's 127.
Thanks
oh my
again,
gosh,
Rob.
I'm rolling in it.
Thanks again.
I will pay you soon.
Mike,
I'll pay you soon.
An O'Mara always pays his debts.
Yeah, I'll pay him soon. Yeah.
I got
a lot of money moving around right now
what
down
is,
here.
What is soon? Go on the record.
Huh? As soon as the money comes into the account.
No.
And which money
now
is
I'm
that?
Now I'm twisting. I got a little thing on my microphone right here that I'm twisting.
Don't change the subject.
Well, we could do it easily, you know.
Do you have a Venmo account?
Huh? No, I'm not doing a Venmo.
Maybe PayPal?
Yeah, pay him out of the company.
No, we're not doing that, Mike. We can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
No, we should never do that.
I can do whatever I want, by the way.
You can do whatever you want. That is true.
Yeah. I'll reimburse the company sometime before 2020.
No. This isn't a bank for a bank. Mike, just give us.
It was for entertainment. It was for entertainment. I can write it off as a business expense.
Was.
That's. Mm. But you have to talk to your own personal accountant about that.
Andrew, if you're listening to this, I know. I know you listen. I know you listen every day. Andrew, you know what's been going on.
Oh, he lives by the show.
Okay?
Yes.
Just all right, Rob, I suggest you say a prayer that the people that would love to buy Mike O'Mara's home follow through with this little roof issue we've had, this little nervous
got it.
I understand. Well, Mike,
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll figure
Can
out
I pay you in Bitcoin?
Worse.
Mm-hmm. Or how about Ethereum?
What is Ethereum?
A separate type of Bitcoin that's not worth as much as Bitcoin.
Do I get more Ethereum?
It depends on what the value is of the day.
I tell you what, let's keep it easy. Let's make it cash.
No,
just for fun.
Can I pay you in a traveler's check?
Yes, a traveler's check I will accept.
I just think that I am arguably the biggest sports fan of the three of us.
Yes,
you are.
Right?
Yeah.
I watch more games.
Yeah, but you bet with your heart. You messed up.
Yes,
early.
I do.
Early in the season. With the Giants completely
you.
Messed
and
up.
And also, Mike, you have to.
And way to hire the New England Patriots, water boy to be your new head coach. Wide receivers coach.
You have
He's
to,
a
Mike.
Tough guy. He's a tough guy. Yeah, so bringing in a guy with no head coaching experience that the players are going to hate.
Maddie.
That's great. We'll see how that works.
Can you please set up a poll on our Facebook page that says, hey, did Rob know? Did he not? But put a little spin on it. You know what I mean?
I'm on it.
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And I really appreciate the respect of the skill from both of you. So thank you.
If you hadn't brought in the cash for show as a prop,
it is
someone that's honoring.
You knew you were going to collect the money and you wanted to show how magnanimous you were.
Yeah, as opposed to someone that's already trying to duck out of it?
It's passive aggressive.
What, like me?
Well, I didn't say
he's
any
gonna
names.
He's going to pay. He's good for it.
But I'm never paying now.
I know.
You.
Look at that, I know. Keep saying that. Keep saying that, and I'll bone you. Yeah, I will. I swear to God.
You spit in our face by showing us the material, actual cash.
I brought it in because in the chance that I lost, which there was a very good chance that I would have lost.
Who is the least open book?
It's Rob.
It's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
Who is the one that we know the very little about what really goes on?
It's Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, there are lots of factors that contribute to this that you have built for yourself. You're happy, joy. Have a boss birthday in the public eye. Yeah. But as far as the personal Rob, what's really going on with Rob?
Yeah.
What's really happening inside Rob?
Yeah.
No one knows.
Like, how can I hurt their feelings today? He probably drives into work.
I'm gonna bring in cash. I wouldn't go that far.
I want all this money.
No, the thing
is
that
their feelings.
If the chance that I could have lost, I wanted to be done with it and just hand it over and be done. That's what I wanted.
You
want to
rip the Band-Aid off?
Exactly. Well, yeah.
I don't believe you, but let's see what the people say.
Well, I know will come up with the truth.
Have a, yes. And you're saying I'm trying to back out. So
No.
It was a
joke.
He's such an asshole. He's going to try to back out. He's not going to pay me the money. Yeah,
Ethereum.
That's right. I hate him too.
It's
that's
a
what's going to happen.
Come on.
I got to log into this Coinbase app.
What?
Oh, that's the app is called Coinbase if you want to
that's the Ethereum?
Yeah, okay.
It's just it. It's an interesting diet. The fact that you came in and flashed the cash was just
too much.
Suspect. It was very suspect.
And right
and
away, you
your
showed
two other
us all.
Coworkers, your two other coworkers, Maddie and Pony, both, there's no hesitation. And believe me, if Pony thought there was a chance that
you
Pony
know.
Would fence it,
yeah.
he would not definitively come out.
No,
and
absolutely.
Maddie probably would do the same
thing. If I had any confidence that I had won, I would have brought it up. But I didn't know. I really didn't know.
But you did bring it up before the show.
You brought it up with Nikki coming on the show.
Because we want to produce the show.
That's going to get me thinking about football.
You're giving me way too much credit. I'm trying to steer you with some sort of subliminal Nikki Diamond reference. I just want to know if you want to have him on tomorrow.
You try to steer me with subliminal stuff all the time. And Oscar,
we've never seen that much cash on a man.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, you.
Oh, that's true. On this man, of course not.
Like you usually you're lucky if you've got enough for parking.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the money that you've won from us.
Well, this was going to be the money.
Is
that
it
I was
not
getting.
In the history that we have had together?
Right.
Is it not one of, and we've had bets where I've shaved my head.
Oh, and
we've had
yes.
bets where I have dyed Tapping my hair blonde. We have had those kind of bets. We Oscar's had bets on his other show.
Sure.
Big on. Oh, by the way, Chad's. What time is it?
9:30.
Oh, Chad's supposed to come.
Yes.
On. Oh, yeah. Let's bring Chad in.
All right.
Let's
right.
bring Chad into yes. the discussion. Okay. We'll take a break.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start the show. I can't think of anybody better.
This is perfect.
To comment on this type of subject than Chad Dukes, who has a brand new album out on iTunes
yes.
called Cocktails and Dreams.
Hamming it up.
That's the Tom Cruise.
The band
Cruise
is
bar.
Called Ponytails and Cocktails.
Right. Ponytails and Cocktails.
Yes.
And it's
top of the charts on iTunes.
It's top of the
Spotify.
Charts on iTunes. It's very it's a comedy album.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I want to hear all about it because I know nothing about it. We'll do that when we come back. Okay, Moneybags, hit the opening. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Bang Me Backwards over a Buick. It's gonna be the greatest album of all time.
It's really incredible, man.
Hey, Ed.
How you doing? I'm just in town for a couple of days. I thought I'd come see the genius at work.
I'm just trying to work out your process. Is it music first or lyrics first?
It varies.
But like with this song, for instance, the Hey Jude one must have some story behind it.
Well, yeah, no, it does. So it was the son of a friend of mine. He was having a hard time, and it came to me as a song of comfort.
I don't believe you.
What?
I mean, I don't believe you. It's one genius idea after the other, you know?
Oh, like, right.
I do have a suggestion, though, about the song. The title, Hey Jude. Jude is just, it's a bit old-fashioned. That was the kid's name, right?
What kid?
That the song's about.
Oh, the kid, yes, the sad kid.
Now, let me just give you this advice, right? Song title. Hey, Dude.
Hey, Dude. Hey, Dude, are you sure?
He's right. That's so much better.
Is he? Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dude, mm-hmm. Don't make it bad.
Definitely going to be one of the best songs of the generation.
Hey,
wake up.
Dude.
Wake up, Jack. Wake
hey,
up.
Dude.
Don't make it bad. Do it, do it, do it.
Do
it, do it.
Do
it, do it.
Jack. Deli.
Oh, sorry, guys. I got to take this. Just give me a minute, Ed. Sorry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live. From the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are so happy to have you with us from Asbury Park, New Jersey, to Concord, Massachusetts, to Longmont, Colorado, Midlothian, Virginia, Thousand Oaks, California, Kalamata, Greece.
Mm.
Those are where the olives come
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Kalamata Olives, the show today brought to you by Harry's. This year, let me suggest something. Why not make a New Year's resolution that you can actually keep? Harry's. Resolve to manage your
face.
And your finances. Razors can be expensive, but at $2 per cartridge, they still hold that price line. God, I love that.
Yep.
Harry's saves you money all year long. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's, a return to the essential quality craftsmanship at a fair price. They combined a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades. It's that simple. They source their steel from Sweden. And they manufacture their blades in the world-class factory in Germany.
Germany!
And they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they will give you a full refund. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched to go harrys.com/TMOS. Claim your offer at harrys.com/TMOS. We thank you. All right, let's bring Chad in here because he's supposed to be on at 9:30. He's a busy man. He's got 750 different jobs, and he's the hardest working man in show business. And he has a brand new cocktail recipe book out that is going
That's
to...
That's not right.
He's got... It's Cocktails and Ponytails.
No.
You what
jerk.
Is it? What the hell? What
it's,
is it called?
It's Ponytails and Cocktails.
Ponytails. Well, I got the order wrong, but it's Ponytails and Cocktails. But Chad, before we talk about your like 550th project that's out there, you know, you hardworking, wonderful man, you with so much to give the people. I require your commentary on a situation that has developed on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Breaking news.
And you work at a sports station, so you can comment on this. So we have a season long bet in the NFL that each week we all put in $50 and we pick the games, and whoever wins that week collects the 50. At the end of the year, it adds up to 850 per guy, and the other guy wins all the money at the end of the season.
Pot. Right.
So, regular season Oscar, pot. You pick it up because you can communicate with Chad and explain to him what's happening, and then I want his commentary on this.
Right? Folks, good morning. Thank you for coming
good morning.
On. Appreciate
good
you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you know this well because you're pretty good at sniffing stuff out, if there's a rat, if there's something going on, something's not right.
Except people that steal ideas from him. He doesn't sniff that out really. Well, and that's another story, but that's a different you were on the show.
I was on vacation.
That. I'm sorry.
When
resolution.
That
yes.
I don't
still
know.
Stings, that still
apologies.
Stings a little bit. All right. Sorry. All right. Go ahead.
So Rob Spiewak, Rob with two B's, comes in and he mentions in passing before the show, hey, we need to have Nikki Diamond on, which is our football expert, our handicapper. And by the way, we haven't announced our results of our football
That's
pool.
That's not how it happened at all.
Well, no, Rob said that to me about Nikki Diamond. Yes. And I immediately, because I thought about football, was our season-long bet that we didn't resolve before we took our break.
Something along those lines. Right. And then Rob, out of the blue, pulls out the exact amount of cash from his wallet.
This is not true either.
Well, you took cash and a check out, and I immediately said, oh, you know you're going to win. You wouldn't be flashing that cash around unless you knew you were
going to
win.
No, we were trying to discuss how we felt about going into it, and I said that I had a certain amount of trepidation because I was off to a very shaky start.
Which I consider to be a lie.
I had a very shaky start on Friday, on Sunday.
As you know,
Chad, of course, that Rob won.
Rob
won.
So we called him out on it, and he said, no, I brought this cash in because I thought I lost. I was like, no, you've never brought cash in like that in your life.
No, in case I lost.
You knew you won.
No, I did not know that. I did not know
Chad,
that.
Chad, I know we're all rambling here, but is that enough information for you to formulate an opinion?
Why, if he thought he won, would he bring the cash in? What am I missing about that process?
For show. To show that he was willing to pay the bet, where you, just because he wanted to, he was so involved in this thought process about this bet. And the only reason he's involved in the thought process, in my opinion, is because he knew he was going to win. That's why he thought about, I'm going to go to an ATM. I'm going to go get the cash. I'm going to bring in a check. Because he wants to put the...
It was theater.
It was theater. It was theater, because if it was a normal situation, he would probably...
And
I don't think he'd be worried about getting that much crap
and
from Oscar.
Chad, he also made it seem like he didn't care. Like, it was no big deal. Like,
it was a big enough deal where he had the money in.
That's a manufactured moment right there.
Rob,
that's
you brought that money in because you were thinking about that it was going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Today,
and you were going to
and then when you brought up Nikki Diamond,
I've had the money in my wallet since Monday, because when it was going to come up, I wanted to be able to
Chad,
pay it
you've
off.
Listened to my
when
show
and if
for a
I
long
lost.
Time. You've listened to my show for a long time. You know some of these dynamics. One of the things about Rob Spiewak is he is parsimonious and he's careful with his dollars. And he's always looking to get, you know, an edge in the financial world.
Yeah.
That's the way he says
it. Also, he's got to ask his wife for everything.
Mm-hmm. And Oscar and I, his wife, who, you know, just as a sidelight, really doesn't have anything to do with the show anymore.
No.
Right.
No.
So we don't know, you know, what's going
on
there.
All the
still.
Dirty laundry.
It's, well, I mean, just to full disclosure here. So that's it. That's kind of where we are.
There's
so.
An enormous amount of paranoia. It's what it sounds like.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, you know what? You're the last guy that ought to talk about that. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Mike,
you feel like you're looking in a mirror now, pal. Is that what you feel like? Okay. All right, go ahead. What did you say?
I can make fat jokes, and I still wear stretchy pants. I mean, that's nothing that I'm above. But you think you're alleging that Rob's wife is angry at you guys, and that has something to fuel behind this? Is that part of what your paranoia is fueling this conversation with?
Chad, this is why we have you on. This is why you're so good at what you do. This is how, within the Horde members, you pick them out right away. You say, that guy's going to be a problem. We're like, oh, no, that guy's not going to be a problem, and they become a problem.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yes, the answer to the question is yes.
Well, I will say this, though. Do you know that Carrie took a day over the vacation to pack fruitcakes at the bakery for the show? She did help out. She did come in
nice.
And help. And I thought
that's nice. Is this what it took for you to mention that?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't think it was worthy of trying
okay.
But that's I just nice. Mentioned, I mean, that, well,
why, Oscar,
I thought it was a lovely gesture.
That has nothing to do with this.
Well, no, when you said it, you said that she has nothing to do with the show, essentially. I wanted to say, yes, she does have something to do with the show.
One little thing, 3 hours.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
It was 10 okay. hours, and
I'm
thank
very,
you for
I'm
your
very,
support.
I'm very grateful.
She
I'm
did.
Grateful.
She did almost as All much right. time at the bakery as Oscar did.
That's that.
Oh, snap.
barking
hey, Chad,
up the wrong tree.
Chad, yes, congratulations Mike. on your album. This is exciting.
Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it was number one. I don't think we are anymore, but we debuted at number one on the iTunes comedy chart. So it was pretty nice and Oscar. But it's funny when I come on your show, boys, I feel like it's the like I'm the father of a son, and then the son goes off of I get divorced with my wife, and he goes off with a new family that's much richer and more successful, and now I'm visiting with new daddy. That's what it always feels like whenever I call it.
I would. That's very magnanimous of you, but I would venture to say if Chad Dukes and Mike O'Mara were not the overall picture, but if we were to compare W-2s, you would be thriving right now compared to me. I congratulate you on that. You work very hard, and you do very, and you've got lots of enterprises out there. So, and you're a younger man. I mean, I'm going to be in the casket earlier than you. So, I mean, congratulations! And you work your little butt off. You really do. It's fantastic.
Well, I try to. Yeah, it's a funny little thing. It's like if Jim Gaffigan or Tenacious D puts out an album, we would be screwed. But luckily, we gimmicked the system and did it at the end of the year. So. It's a fun little thing, but trust me, it's all sleight of hand.
Tell me about the. I want to hear it because the nuts and bolts. Because I plan on listening and streaming this because I love that kind.
Can
of
I give the proper
humor?
The proper plug here. It's the second album's Ponytails and Cocktails. Hamming it up is the title of the album.
Hamming it up with Ponytails and Cocktails.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Are these parody songs that we're talking about here?
No, they're originals. They're all originals.
But they're comedy originals.
Yeah, well, what we started off is a tribute band to a character in a Broken Lizard movie that nobody's seen that's played by Bill Paxton, and apparently that was a little pedantic and difficult to follow, so we decided to...
I disagree.
We started writing our own stuff, and this is a pork concept album, so every single song on the album has something to do with ham.
A pork concept album. Is it a similar musical genre throughout, or do you explore different musical genres cut to cut?
Oh no, we're very backwater, Rob.
Okay.
There is there's a sexual ode to a Cuban sandwich on this. There is a song about buying a ham sandwich, honey baked ham, and then deciding you want to take a spiral cut ham to go. I mean, we really keep the bar rather low as far as our topic goes.
I understand.
I'm laughing right now. I'm laughing right now. Chad, what is the single? What is the single you're going to be releasing for airplay across the country? What's going to be the hit?
Thanks for asking, Mike. It's called Fat Back and Smut, and it's about it's about going to a grocery store and buying a Fat Back Cracklins and Blacktail Pornography. So the title track.
I didn't know all the songs were pork products. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
About ham.
Yeah,
oh my!
There's
God.
A track called 100%. La Cubana.
Oh, that's the Cuban sandwich.
Got to be
right?
The Cuban sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
problem with that is we strayed from the Cuban sandwich. We had mufaladas and submarines and buffalo chicken wraps that we're trying to woo back the Cuban sandwich. Now that we know what we've been missing out on.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, being down here in South Florida, I will tell you, being in South Florida.
Yeah,
to find a great one A great one.
This is a great one.
It's a great one. It's hard to find, and when you find a great one, it's spectacular. And I have enjoyed a Cuban sandwich in Little Havana less than 6 months ago, so it's awesome.
Oh, Mike, you know the Northern Virginia area. Unless Buffalo Wild Wings or Chipotle has a Cuban sandwich, I'm not going to be able to find one.
That's right. Exactly. You're right.
New no from Applebee's.
Rob, you were going to say something.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
Any songs about Scrapple? Are you saving that for the sequel?
God damn it. I knew we forgot something. Maybe press it to vinyl and do a bonus track.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Oh, man.
But I think he understands. Look, Chad, you're underselling. I had a private conversation with Chad off air, and we do that rarely now because we're so busy. But I remember seeing his first album that went on the Billboard charts, and I was proud of him because he said, "I'm going to start a band," and it sounds cliche, and because a DJ starting a band, who does that?
Yeah, no one's ever done that before.
Yeah.
Hello. Remember, it's not just music, it's crap.
That's right.
Fine band.
That's right. At the State Theater, that's where this whole idea came from.
And then he forms the band, they practice their asses off, they come out with their first album, it charts on the Billboard charts.
Right.
This is their second effort, debuts at number one on iTunes. We'll find out about the Billboard charts soon enough. I couldn't be prouder of you, man. I wanted to share with the world.
That's cool.
Thank you, Sam. It's very kind of you. Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. There's a lot of, we share a lot of the same dirt. I'd like you to know, Mike, I know every once in a while we chew some of the same dirt as far as insecurities. There is not one piece of communication that comes into the Big O and Duke show that doesn't reference something that happens on this podcast. So I want to say that you are well represented by the members of our listening audience that just do nothing but report on what happens with Oscar on this show day in and day out.
That's great. And the live shows came out of you two guys doing live shows and asking me to come by, where I was completely freaked out to go on stage. And then I got such a reception, and I'll always be grateful for that went down. And continuously, that's just a lot of effort to go into the recording studio. Do you want to mention the other collaborators that are involved with this this album?
Well, we have a band. It's four guys that I'm good friends with, and we put this whole thing together. And the only person I would probably thank is Jay Chandrasekhar from Broken Lizard, who's been very supportive of this from the beginning, including giving us permission to use copyrighted material that isn't ours, which is nice. But I did want to bring this up, guys, while I have your ear. There's a bit of a controversy. After we went off the air on Big on Dukes this past week, we had a mole that alleged that you have someone that works for your show named Maddie. Is that correct?
Yes. Maddie Masiello, yes.
Apparently, there is an allegation that during TMOS hours that Oscar dispatched Maddie to stuff envelopes and send out the Big O and Dukes Christmas card for this holiday season while that person was getting paid to work on your show. Now, I don't know if it's true, but it certainly raised his hackles, and we had a lengthy discussion about it.
I stand by what I said on the show. It's absolutely not true.
Go ahead, share it with me.
And Maddie, speak for yourself. This is Chad Dukes from Chad Dukes versus the World on 106.7 The Fan.
Maybe instead of Maddie, he meant Matt. Mattie.
Oh, Matt
Bloom.
Matty Bloom.
Because it wasn't me. Was not me.
Pony, did you send out any holiday cards?
No. All I've sent out is fruitcakes.
What about the Mike O'Mara show? Did we send out holiday cards at all?
For those who bought fruitcakes.
Yes.
Okay, but not general to our listeners.
No.
Did you send them out on Big O and Dukes to all your listeners?
We do it every year, and this year we did it through.
This is the type of stuff I'm talking about, where we can raise the bar. Where we can raise the bar for the Mike O'Mara. No, I'm not really even upset. I'm down here in South Florida.
No, Chad.
Mike, the people that matter got the cards.
Chad and Drab don't want to send the holiday cards out.
No. Save the
you
money.
Do.
Screw those people.
You do. Yeah, but you do a lot. Don't you do a lot of different things on that show that you don't do on this show?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you have a T-shirt. If one of you guys takes a poo, you have a T-shirt that goes out. And I've been begging for T-shirts, and we finally got one in Las
Mike,
Vegas.
You got the golden ticket. There you go.
But thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's my original. By the way, we have to talk about that too.
We do.
Don't know. Someone has one.
Well, there's two that went out.
All right,
there's
we'll
a golden and a platinum.
Yeah. Chad, so give the plug one more time, and then we'll let the man go. He's got a show to do today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, any of those places. It's just called Ponytails and Cocktails, and we're all over the social media at Ponytails Music on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. Really appreciate this, boys. Thank you so much for letting me spread the word. Very kind.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
And say hi to everybody over at WJFK for me, please, that I know over there. All my buddies.
Love you guys.
All right.
And Rob, by the way, congrats on your winning.
Thank you very much.
How dare you.
I had no idea it was going to happen.
So long. That's Chad Dukes, everybody, from Chad Dukes versus the World on WJFK 106.7 and also the Big O and Dukes podcast and with lots of other projects as well. We will take a break. When we come back, we will open up the discussion about the golden and platinum ticket. I think I've heard about the golden ticket. I have not heard about the platinum ticket. And, of course, I will also have the rules that I have right here in my studio about... the golden and platinum ticket.
Ground rules.
When we come back.
New decade, no more excuses, Mike. All this month on the Oh My Gosh Show, we're showing you how to make your life better by doing something as simple as the dishes, to creating a battle plan that's in your face every single day. Remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And we know you want the Oh My Gosh Show right now. Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Thank you, Angie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. The holidays are over, and it's a brand new year. If you are stressed about the high-interest credit cards you used over the holidays, settle down.
Relax.
Settle down. I can help. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. So much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR.
Yeah, that's the average.
Which is theft,
that
in
is
my
theft.
Opinion.
It is theft.
There are no fees, and you can even apply right from your phone. And by the way, I said that. Lightstream didn't say that. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I know I'm going to get a call about that.
Oh,
Lightstream
no.
believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. Amen. And that's exactly what they deliver. I love Lightstream, and I know you will too. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS. for more information. All right, I won't get to it today because I want to talk about the gold and the platinum thing.
All right,
but my son did lose a tooth over the holiday.
Was
weekend.
It a gold tooth?
It was a golden tooth.
That's right.
Hey Charlie, your teeth are falling out from eating all that Willy Wonka candy. All right, so we included in our fruitcakes, and I need an update on the fruitcakes. So the fruitcakes are. By and large, have gone smoothly. Most of the issues
absolutely. I think
regarding delivery usually as a result of USPS.
We have come from year to year, Mike, such a long way as far as process is concerned that really, I'm happy to report that there have only been, I would say, less than 2% of snafus.
Yeah, and they've all been resolved.
Which is real good for the number of fruitcakes we sent out. And we're making it right if you have an issue, that's terrific. But one of the things we did, and when we were selling our fruitcakes, to spice it up, we really didn't have to, but we decided it would be fun. And that's when Chad said they were doing a golden ticket thing, too.
Right.
And then there was somebody else that was doing it. I'm sorry, it's not an original radio promotion.
Corolla did it after us.
Yes.
Yeah. Corolla did it after all of us.
Yes.
I don't think anybody thinks about it. And but here it is. We were sending out one golden ticket, which would entitle the purchaser of the fruitcake to enjoy a day in the studio in Washington, D.C. with the guys, and a platinum ticket, which would involve a listener coming down to Florida and doing the show in my home studio.
Right.
And so these were the two big tickets, and... you know, we didn't communicate over the holiday, so I'm not sure what the staff. I think Rob had mentioned to me that there was a one close to home for the golden ticket. Which
exactly.
That just sounds odd to me. You know,
no, not with our listening audience.
No, odds are.
Okay. Also, 47% around the.
I oversaw there was a random number generating program that we did to make us perfectly random. We did the golden ticket first, then we did the platinum ticket. We have the address and names of the winners. But it's on them to contact us.
Yes.
And we have not heard from them yet.
So they have not...
No.
So somebody like the DC Lottery
right.
may have a jackpot.
Like right, and we believe, and I think we know the states that the golden ticket went
absolutely
to, correct.
Yeah.
So the gold ticket came from Virginia.
The golden ticket.
Yes, and the golden ticket went to studio here.
Mm-hmm. Went to Virginia, and the platinum ticket went to Arizona.
Exactly.
And in the case of the Arizona to Florida connection, that's a valuable prize package.
It is.
Mike, it's
to
the,
come back in here.
It's the Sun Belt.
It's the. Thank you, Oscar.
And I'm wearing one right now.
So we are waiting to hear word.
Yes.
And we've got a number. We've got a number code that was on the golden ticket, right? And
exactly.
The platinum ticket.
We know exactly who they are, so they have to be
who they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we? Look, we're talking about it now. Why not have a show
I know what
meeting?
You're going to ask, and I have an answer for
okay.
you.
Okay. Should we? Because in the general sweepstakes for a lottery, it's different. Like if you don't hand in that ticket or you don't bring in that scratcher in
it's
and
the
game expires, you're out.
Right.
In the world of TM West where we hug and love our listeners, Mike, and sometimes insult them, depending on the night and evening or cocktails, we at times are benevolent enough to say, hey, like if you don't want to come, cool, but you did win.
Right. Or, you mean let them know?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, I'm sorry. There were so many listeners that did opening videos, and I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And by the way, people, feel free to give me feedback on this.
Yeah.
I kind of think those people that took the time to do an opening video would be pissed off if we did that.
Okay.
I think that the idea of,
look,
you know, telling
you're the boss,
someone.
Applesauce.
Well, what do you think? I think the idea of the golden and platinum tickets was to open the fruitcake, see that on the top, and go, oh my God, I won. And if you're not tracking with that, then
what if they were keto?
Know.
They're like, I can't get into this right.
I don't control that.
Did you know that the fruitcakes were
think?
All keto
what do you think
this
about
year?
They are?
Yeah, absolutely. No sugar or anything.
Really?
Yeah. What did you think about that? I stand by what I thought before we even mailed the tickets out and sealed them in the box. It's on them to contact us.
Absolutely.
Because that's the way the prize is.
We've
you don't
narrowed
see General,
it down. That
you
we
don't
have,
see General Mills tracking down people that have, you know, tickets and a loaf of bread. If you find it and you cash it in, it's on you.
We've said to you we have a Virginia winner and we have an Arizona winner.
That's a good
so
clue.
So if you are in Virginia or Arizona and you're hearing my voice right now and you're listening to the show, that's the way it works. But I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm too nice.
It's a massive expense for the show to pay these prizes.
We already lost money to Rob.
Exactly. Jesus, welcome to Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just cut a hole in my side and make me poop out money. For God's sake. For the love of God.
That would be a good trick.
Right.
If you could poop out money, you really wouldn't need to cut a hole in your side. You could just use the hole that's already there.
Is the listener? Is the listener?
Stigmata. What?
I would actually like to know this. Is the listener of Virginia someone we all know?
I didn't recognize either name.
Good.
Stranger
good.
Right. Danger.
That's good. We gotta do a commercial here. So
So you're saying
fantastic.
We don't call them.
Of course not.
Okay.
No, it's just like any other sweepstake.
Right.
Huh? I mean, that's fair.
I mean,
Oscar.
Ed McMahon goes to their house and knocks on the door.
Ed never went to the house. They brought the people to Ed. Ed was too busy pooping money out of his hands.
Out of his side.
No stigmata.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965?
No, it's 2020. It's 2020. Do a new one of those.
Okay.
I'll do it today. Do it today for you, okay?
All right. I'd like that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're not recycling into 2020 those old promos from like a year ago. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And by the way, in 2020, Rob Spiewak,
yes,
work me like an oxen, okay? Whenever you need anything, I am here to do it.
I agree.
Right?
And so you know what? You did such a sensational job. We did those Christmas promos at the end of last year, and we had so much fun with them. So let's do that. That's a resolution that I wanted to do. I didn't think yesterday was the day to do it, but we can do some today.
If our listeners can do it, we will do it as well. Lots of new content
2020,
for 2020.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight. Noom is this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful company that I love. Everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with tools you need to break bad habits
and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. My favorite part is their food database. They have literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. She's never looked better. Mm-hmm. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. I know that you're going to love Noom as much as we all love Noom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, so I've been meaning to talk about this because I can tell you about the tooth, but that's kids lose teeth. It happens all the time.
Yes.
I can tell you about the weird relationship that Carla has with the man at our favorite Italian restaurant, or I can tell you about the piano recital. And oh. I think really oh. the piano.
I know where I'm voting.
The piano recital, I think, has to be numero uno.
Oh, okay. I want to know about the strange man.
You do? You know, it's... all right. I'll save the piano recital because it just...
Which keeps better for another day?
The piano recital.
Okay, then put it in Tupperware and we will save it.
So... I was talking about the Buffalo game that we're watching at this Italian restaurant that we'll go nameless because we were there last night and they've got good cheap wine and daddy requires a lot of good cheap wine these days. And
it's been painful.
It's a situation that we love the energy and I'm dealing with this situation that is, as you can imagine, a little difficult to deal with. And we didn't want to cook anything. We're exhausted.
Right.
And... Catherine is spending the evening with my ex and her husband at a hotel down here in Florida, close by. We all came together, by the way, during this, which was a good thing. And we have the Saturday night where we are able to go out. And I said, I just want to go someplace. And it was one of the hardest choices to make, to decide, to determine where we go. And I suddenly realized that, oh, okay. We're going to go to this place because it's always loud and you can have a very good conversation.
Great energy.
Without people hovering or knowing with shoulder to shoulder with other people and really good, inexpensive Italian food.
So what I was picturing was like a quiet, maybe a red and white check tablecloth.
No.
Quiet bistro. This is not that.
It's bustling. It's got a large bar in the back, and then just a strip mall.
Great, but great energy.
Yeah,
great energy and great attitude with the staff. It turned out we were 10 minutes into sitting in there, and I said, "Perfect. This just works perfectly. Mm. We can talk. We're hearing." It was just I really gave it a thought as to where are we going to go, where life is going to be for just a few minutes. Not
back Bernard, yeah.
And so we sit down, and I was not even aware of the NFL schedule until I got there. But once I got there, I channeled my inner Jimmy Cerrito and my best buddy's team, and they're playing this game in the playoffs on Saturday, and it was an amazing football game, right. As I mentioned before.
It's an afternoon game.
It's an afternoon game, and it was spectacular. It went to overtime. So the vino, to say the very least, is... flowing rather liberally.
Understood.
And so we love this joint, and it's got great waitresses, great servers. There's just always, they're always kind of perky and friendly, right. And it's just got that vibe. But there is the undercurrent of, I have been in this joint and overheard political comments coming from one side of the joint.
Okay.
So it's got... But not over the top, but just in a way where you know where you are in this very red county. It's different from my politics, but it's not a big deal. But I'm aware of it, right?
Yeah.
So we go in, and there's
this
guy.
Is it like a chant, like from one side to the other?
No, it's just like you overhear people talking. Well, you know.
I got you,
Hey, you're going to make America great again. Is so good. Yes.
Not like that.
I
want to
have Trump.
Yeah, where's the red hat?
I bring it up because I think it maybe came from some of these. I don't even know who it came from.
All right.
But there's a guy that's in there that kind of is the honcho that's in there. And so he has, we move from the table up to the bar. And I noticed that, he's greeting everybody exuberantly and with hugs and, hey, how are you? Like that. And he is kind of blowing us off in a very in a pointed way, in a way that
really,
you know. Well, as Chad mentioned, no shortage of paranoia here. With everything we're dealing with, you know, we were looking for hugs from a lot of people.
This
reminds you of a pivotal scene in Casino, where it feels like you're not getting enough respect. Ace is not getting enough respect.
What am I on the pay no mind? Goodfellas. Am I on the pay no mind list, kid? Hey, Spider. You said no. You said, Tommy, I want to. What's the matter with you? Hey, you going to take that from him? You going to take that from him? I notice it. And then, I'm the paranoid in the relationship, but Carla notices it too. I said, I think it's me or whatever. I don't know what the vibe is, but it's just weird. So here's the dynamic, all right? We move over to the bar, and it's even more noticeable that he's like, hey, how you doing? He's having this animated discussion with somebody sitting right to our right.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? You should engage him because, I'm getting this weird vibe here. And so I look at Carl, I said, because I think it might be you. But here's what I'm thinking. Is it because, he doesn't, I don't know, he dated somebody that looked like Carla, or he wants to show, how guys, Oscar, sometime will appear to be aloof because more than aware of the woman?
My sister told me when I was 15 and a half, maybe, I just sold my one of my Ken Griffey Jr. rookie cards to buy roses for a young lady, and my heart was broken. My sister said to me, why would you do that? Girls like assholes. If she's hot, ignore her.
So here's the move. She says, well, you've been here a while, haven't you? You run the joint. And he is talking to his buddy, and he looks at Carla, and he goes, 5 years. So I was saying to him, and he turns over and he continues the conversation. And he looks, it just was strange enough to know where it's not keeping us out of the joint, but I have to keep you posted on what's going to go on.
5 years?
Or something like that. He's been there a long time. He was.
Did you engage him at all?
I was demonstrating how he blew her off again, where he said 5 years. He just gave the answer
and done.
Then turned back to his buddy.
Did you engage him at all?
I shouldn't have done that because it was just on the video. I was trying to. Yeah, maybe a
and
little how, bit,
and
but
was
not
he
a
any
lot.
Warmer to you?
Not really. It was more. I was kind of letting Carla be the one who engages, and it was just kind of a straight.
You've been there before. Have you had any interaction with him before?
No.
In previous visits,
we're not that regular. We're new regulars.
Okay. All right.
And then there's a waitress there who's this wonderful, Mama Italia there without the accent, but she knows all about all the food, and she's a sweetheart. And I give her the little wave when I see her. So. To be continued, because we were there last night, too. He wasn't there. But it's really interesting, because you see, when you see somebody hugging regulars and going, hey, how are you? That, you kind of want that connection to the place.
I think you're spot on. I think that...
She's too pretty. Scares him a little bit.
No, I don't think he's scared. I think he's doing what Mike said earlier, where...
Like, I'm going to blow you off because I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, I'm going to blow you off to make you think.
And he has that look, too.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, so if you could describe him
I have a doppelganger.
Okay. Oh, good.
I'll tell you exactly who he looks like. And then we have to take a break.
Right.
This is going to blow it for me if he gets back. Okay.
No, it won't.
He looks exactly like Sean Hannity. All right, we're going to take a break now.
He's handsome.
Yeah, so he's dreamy. It's a clinker. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Every single hour, a Mike O'Mara Show intern goes to bed hungry, tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every time you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, one of these interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today, and for just pennies, you can save a TMOS intern.
Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagel?
Jesus.
Penny of the day.
Penny.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappo.
Yes.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? When you wear Zappo's shoes, you'll be looking mighty fine.
Yeah!
I'll do that a different way every single day. It ain't just shoes, baby.
They got it all. All the clothes that make you look your best all year long. Oh, are you moving? You're moving. You and your mom are moving. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love to see women work. It ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. All the clothes to make you look your best all year long. In 2020, Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what, get it at Zappos. Look your best in 2020. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service. I'm in Jamaica, and a 365-day return.
I wonder if it might. Does Zappos sell bathing suits?
Yeah, it is a little smile.
Stop it!
Jealous I am. A little jealous of Pauly Christine.
Yeah.
Got to admit it. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good, and you do that all year long.
News!
Yes. News. Turn that up. Paper everywhere. Paper crawling up my
papers. Pocket.
All right, thank you.
Let me see your papers.
Paper, yeah. There are plenty of British tabloids that'll tell you they saw this coming. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, they announced yesterday that they're going to step back as senior members of the royal family. Don't ask me why this annoys me, but it does.
Me too, some reason. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
It's her. It's all her.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're quitting or renouncing their fancy titles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Mm.
They just decided to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within this institution. Part of that carving includes becoming financially independent. They're also going to split their time between the UK and North America. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV. They also want to be free to interact with the media in any way they see fit. The family currently participates in something called the Royal Rota system. It's basically a pool of British press that gets exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family. Harry and Meghan haven't been happy with how the British media have treated them. Harry recently complained about the way they've been trying to juice up a feud between him and his brother Prince William. And Meghan said, quote, "The biggest thing that I know is that I never thought this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile."
She's trouble.
Bacon Barkle. I so agree with Rob.
Read her quote again. It's phrased like trouble.
The biggest thing that I know is that I never thought it would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile.
May I add this?
Yes, go ahead.
If every little girl's and now boys.
Yes.
A dream growing up is to be a princess.
Right.
Why all of a sudden when she gets that dream, does she decide?
The reality shows are better in Northern America.
Because this isn't a money thing. They have money regardless.
Right.
This is financially independent
kind of a joke.
You know what this is? This is what this is. This is what's wrong with these millennial f**ks, because they don't realize how good they got it.
I agree with you. Yep. I'm there. We're all, you know, rarely are the three of us completely a unified front, but we all feel, this irritated me. Let me continue.
And when you issue a statement to the world that starts out with the biggest thing.
Right.
That's dumb.
No matter what happens, they say they still plan to, quote, honor our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and our patronages. That means their charities. Sources say Harry and Meghan didn't clear any of this with the fam beforehand and threw it out there and threw them for a loop. The response from Buckingham Palace kind of backs that up. They said, quote, "Discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through." All right.
This was so shocking, Mike, that at Christmas dinner,
look,
Prince Philip released.
Here it is. I watched, if you watched The Crown, which is a great series with different actors that they put into the roles this year, you get a handle on the amazing heavy burden of being in this family and their responsibilities. But they also, the trappings that go along with it are pretty spectacular. But at the same time, you've got this lady that got people through World War II and has been there for her country. And look, I don't care. I'm an Irishman. I'm from Irish descendants. I do not like the British tyrants of history.
Yeah, you want
but as far as this Meghan Markle, the millennial, who Oscar was Meghan Barkle, it's just, you're in there for 5 minutes and you're bitching about it.
Yeah.
When you've got the Grand Am, who's 150 years old, who's sitting up there suffering in silence for her entire life. You think she's doing it because she digs it?
No.
You're barking up the wrong tree. So there's part of me that says it's great for the country of England that they've had this royalty and it's a consistent tradition they've had. Screw your personal happiness. You can find go to Saint-Tropez and hide out there. Or, it just irritates me a little bit.
If you're that against this whole process, why not pay back the kingdom for the wedding?
Yeah.
At Buckingham Palace.
Precisely.
And what happened?
There's no good that's going to come of this.
What happened to the Harry of a few years ago when he was in Vegas with hookers? That's the Harry I like.
But you have a history.
He's not going to get a marker now.
No. Get a marker.
You had Queen Elizabeth's uncle abdicate the throne for the woman he loves. This is not unusual.
That big dummy. I saw that on The Crown.
Right? But here's the thing. But what you do is, and I believe this, there had a, I think her name was Tina Brown, who was a royal writer writes about the royal family. She gets where they're coming from, but also says, you don't do it halfway. If you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
And if you're in, you're in.
You can't be in sales and programming.
Exactly.
Either talent or you're in sales.
I love doing this show. God, I'm glad to be back. Justin Bieber has been working on his mental health lately. Excuse me. I don't know why I hit the frog. But
yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah,
thank you.
Yummy, yummy. I don't know why. Yummy, yummy. Great lyrics.
That is a long frog. Okay. Justin Bieber, in an Instagram post yesterday, he put it all out there. He said, while a lot of people kept saying Justin Bieber looks like poop on meth, etc., they failed to realize I've been recently diagnosed with Lyme disease. Not only that, but I had a serious case of chronic mono, which affected my skin, brain function, energy, and overall health. These things will be explained further in a docu-series I'm putting on YouTube shortly.
I have one question about the Lyme disease. Is the tick okay?
He's strung out somewhere.
Yeah, he is. You can learn all that I've been battling and overcoming. It's been look, when they say that, they're not. I spent enough on
Marco. One PR person says, "Hey, let's go out on a limb with Lyme disease."
Right.
Yeah.
And dye your hair pink. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
It's been a rough couple of years, aren't we cruel? But getting the right treatment that will help treat this so far incurable disease, and I will be back and better than ever. So that's
hold
that's,
it. You mean better than ever?
Better than ever.
How could that be?
Better Bieber.
Better Bieber.
2020.
And Leonardo DiCaprio was on a private yacht, and the crew picked up a guy that almost drowned.
That's good.
That's on there, too.
Thanks, Leo.
Let's see. Technology is getting us closer and closer to the point where we'll be able to have conversations with our dogs. This is the very first step. A Japanese company called Languilus just created a harness for dogs with a sensor that changes color based on how the dog is feeling.
Because dogs are so hard to read?
Relaxed, excited, happy, interested, or stressed. Those are the categories.
Yeah.
And the harness connects to an app on your phone so you can track your dog's moods over time.
Hey, why don't we put the harness on Justin Bieber? Track his health.
The company says they figured out how to detect a dog's emotions by studying heart rate patterns for dogs in different situations. The harnesses should go on sale in the U.S. sometime later this year. They're already on sale in Japan for around $37. Isn't that exciting? And now a little something, something. Yes. There's a 28-year-old woman named Shauna Joseph from Jersey City, New Jersey. She went to the DMV on Tuesday afternoon, and apparently she got very frustrated with the long line in front of her. So she did what everybody does. She started beating up the employees.
Nice!
She also smashed $23,000 worth of computers and equipment, and she kicked the police officers who came to arrest her. The cops found a cigarette on her that was laced with PCP. Shocker!
Is that still a thing?
She was arrested for criminal mischief, drug possession, aggravated assault, and hindering apprehension. When asked for comment, a rep from the DMV said, D36. D36. Thank you. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
I know what you're thinking. I know what's going on. The holidays are past, and you're wandering around your house like Eeyore, bemoaning all the money you spent this Christmas that you didn't have, and now you're broke.
Yes.
Well, what you need is a laugh and, of course, a Swedish massage. Well, skip the rubdown and instead grab the TMOS bonus show.
Yes.
Because anyone can afford the TMOS bonus show. Ask any shepherd. He'll tell you it's sheep, sheep, sheep. Plus, it will cure your post-holiday doldrums. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. It features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Tom Bosley as Howard Cunningham. I'm sorry, Pony.
Yes.
As himself. Management regrets the error. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, because everyone knows that it is the passport
to the passport.
Copyright TMOS now 2020.
Yeah, we updated our copyright, so don't steal it.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Paint with Lead in It. Paint with colors that will make you smile and enough lead to make your face stay like that. Enough lead to make your face stay like that.
A lockjaw joke, Mike.
Love that Joker. Lead. Lead. Look for it on the periodic table as PB. You'll be glad you did. And by the bonus show. This is Doug Hill speaking. Thank you. That's over the audience. Tears. I got some tears. Rob,
you don't have a lot of pain with Leonard anymore. Did you watch the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time last night?
No. I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, no. Drinking.
Night two. And now it's tied. One game each. Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer. James Holzhauer, you remember him? He's the James Vegas gambler.
Tall, lanky Joel Barlow was an ambassador carrying messages between these two world leaders, both mocked for being short. Now over to Ken Jennings, and he wrote down who are Napoleon and Monroe. Sorry, incorrect. Over to James now. Who are Napoleon, and he picked the other M, Madison, and he is correct. Oh. That gives him a two-game total of 82,414.
I love it.
So he won by 25,014 points. Remember, they're not doing dollars, they're doing points, and it's the first one to win three. So right now it's Jennings won, Holzhauer won, and it continues, it rolls on.
And when will it wrap up? When do they find out who the champion?
When someone wins three.
We should do that with our football pool.
How? Change it to points?
No, 3 years. Three seasons.
3 seasons? Okay.
Change the rules.
Yeah, Mike, very good. Dolly Parton, I know that you've always had a thing for her. I've always had a thing for Dolly Parton. I think she's really cute.
Yeah, but I met her years and years. I mean, a million years ago I met her, and she was super charming.
Taller or shorter than Pamela Anderson?
Super.
Oh, she's tiny, right?
Not much, but smaller than Pam Anderson.
Now, she has tattoos. She revealed on her podcast she has tattoos, but the reason I pulled this tape is... She still looks good, but she's starting to sound her age.
I have a few tattoos. They are not meant to be tattoos for the sake of tattoos. I'm very fair-skinned, and when I have any kind of surgery or any kind of scarring, you know, it's kind of discolors and I can't get the color. So when I first started getting a few little things done, I had a few little tattoos to cover up some scarring, but I'm not tattooed all over like a bike woman or anything. I do have a few, but they're very delicate. I don't have the dark ones. They're all pastels. I have some butterflies. I have some lace and some little bows. A couple little things like that. A
couple of denture tablets.
I didn't notice it as much.
There's
as you
a
did.
Little bit in there.
It's just. It's not age as much as I think the plastic surgery. It just goes, all right. I have a few bows. That's it. That's why I would never have
You would like to
surgery.
Enunciate more, but yes. you just can't.
Yeah, the tongue doesn't touch anymore.
Your tongue doesn't touch the front end. I'm sorry. I'm just a little skeezed out by the butterflies and the bows. Like, where the bows
what about
are?
The lace?
I think the
lace is nice.
I think the lace is probably right down by the...
Well,
you know.
Mike, the lace is where the scar is.
All right.
And now, tomorrow we'll discuss...
You're grossing me out.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's scars. When I think stairwells, I always think of WNEW, where all the DJs would go to smoke during breaks, right?
Oh, I remember that that stairwell during the worst time in New York in 9/11. Mm. I remember listening, hearing creaks and stuff in that stairwell and being freaked out.
But also, a stairwell offers an echo like no other room that you can ever go into. This I just found so cool. This is nobody special. It's just a guy with a trumpet playing the Force theme from Star Wars, but doing it in his apartment stairwell. Check out the acoustics here. This is just an iPhone recording, but it's haunting.
Better than any real reverb.
Right? Isn't it? I mean, because it's real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone calls that the Force theme, but the actual title that John Williams wrote is Dolly Parton's Scars.
Butterflies and bows.
Butterflies and just a little bit of lace. That's your magic audio ball. Yeah. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's right. Butterflies and vagine bows. There we go. I'm sorry.
Lace. Where's my lace?
All right. We have to get out of here.
We do.
And we'll be back tomorrow. That's
congratulations,
don't forget,
Rob.
We want to thank congratulations, Rob Spiewak, on your windfall. Thanks to Chad Dukes for stopping by. His new album is on iTunes, and it's Cocktails and Ponytails.
Ponytails and Cocktails.
Ponytails and Cocktails.
Hamming it up. Hamming it up.
Hamming it up.
Hamming it up. A pork-based comedy album. All the songs have to do with something pork-based, which I think is fantastic. My favorite is the Cubano sandwich ode.
Yes.
The homage. That's it. We will be back tomorrow for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Smithers, we have to go now.
I'm still listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, sir.
Oh, fudge.